I wasn't going to say anything, you know? It's like I said before, I wasn't going to say anything, you know? I was keeping it all just, you know, you're dealing with legal separation, divorce and stuff, and sorry, not raising my hand on this because it's not my fault. I just put up with stuff for 2 years. It was already things that were going on that weren't okay, and he knows it. It's called taking advantage of me, manipulating me. I have other comments I'll keep to myself. I'll keep this G-rated, folks. But I was going to, you know what? I was like, you know, I'm going to keep quiet and stuff. We'll just go through the process of that. And then he started saying stuff to people, to girls. Girls. Two sisters, somebody owns a daycare or something, buying them groceries and liquor. She said overstaying is welcome at their house. Well, that's my money. Oh, well, hold on. Wait a minute. That's right. It's called marital money, marital funds, marital assets. And anybody who has common sense knows is you don't ruthlessly, carelessly misuse and handle funds when they're used for bills and emergencies. And you're giving random girls. These girls are young enough to be my daughters. And not just one, two. All sorts of people. People that are posing as women that are men. People overseas. This. Here, let me begin. I got everything I needed. And I got, that's a hell of a lot of paperwork. I mean, a stack of stuff I got. I just, a little bit. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do a little podcast after a little podcast. This is just a little taste of where all the marital assets were going over. This is just several months. What people didn't believe, they should have believed, it didn't, because you didn't know, was my side, which is the truth. And listening to him saying, I got kicked out of the house, I see kicked out of the house. You got asked to leave the house because you were making it very toxic, very dangerous, and very hazardous. It was, you needed to go. You need to go get help, you need to go get counseling, and you need to show me. Okay? Then you got asked to leave a second time because you were creating the same stuff. And then I find out by chance, because I know darn well I have a guardian looking out for me, because this wasn't anything I asked from anybody. This really landed in my lap. Although I had two attorneys say that there's some things going on that eventually you're going to find out that are not okay, and it's mishandling of funds. And why is he not putting all his money in a joint account? Because he can be forced to do this. You understand that, right? We do things, but the state of Indiana, when they subpoena and they look into things and they realize that somebody is scamming somebody who's disabled and taking advantage of them and extortion of money and doing some crazy stuff, they can do whatever they want, okay? They can subpoena, they can find out. I've been on the phone interviewing the state of Indiana. This is not a joke, so help me God, my last breath. It's not a lie. They demanded Eric pay the mortgage and to write and type a letter telling the state that I was supposed to send to the state that he will continue paying on the mortgage. You know, he said, no, I'm not. I told them that next interview. Okay, did you get the letter typed up from him? They need it notarized and that. He said, no, he's not. Oh, okay, no, he's not. Okay, whose car is driving? Who's driving what car? I'm not going to say everything for privacy reasons, but state of Indiana asked a lot of questions and hear this? That's a lot of, hell of a lot of transactions with marital funds, is marital money, which is also my money, that he was literally just throwing out like feathers. Oh, I don't care. Literally. His dad's acting like, I'm doing this stuff? Oh, sir, let me correct you, sir. Don't ever sit there and make me look out to be somebody I'm not, because I'm not the same person I was a year ago. I'm back to how I was. I'm a spitfire, and I will stick up for myself, and I have a hell of a lot of self-respect and self-love, and I will not tolerate things and people creating stuff, and hell no. Sorry, this ain't Walt Disney World. You want to create a Walt Disney movie? Please go ahead, sir, and go to Walt Disney World down Florida, California, and create your own fantasy land, okay? Have your own excursion for the day. I got so sick and tired of him making it act like it's because Eric's telling him lies. But now the truth is in my lap. This is factual stuff. This is damn right disturbing as hell what the hell's been going on with the money. And you're held accountable for everything. When all this stuff goes to court, it all gets addressed. All of it gets addressed. But the strangest and craziest part and the most disturbing part of all, the most damnest of damn part of all, is not once did he ever take me on a vacation, a trip. I did it all. Never bought me anything. Never took me out to dinner. Never treated me like a woman. He treated me like a manipulative piece of crap. That's how you treated me. Like a toy. I'm not your goddamn toy anymore. Uh-uh. No. You know, I sit there. She was so mean. Like, telling these girls. I had one of the girls tell me. He's sitting there saying you're mean and that. She told me everything. I'm mean? I'm mean? Now I'm mean. This is my money. You're supposed to be handling the money as an adult. Not a reckless 16-year-old. This is not okay. At all. I understand why those at B said, I don't want to really get into everything because I don't want to get you upset. This reminds me, once again, as I said, this is like reminds me of a flashback of going on through oncology treatments. And I'm laying there. I'm wondering, why am I laying here so long? Why haven't we started yet? Why do I feel this nice, searing, burning, fire-ass pain more than once? I thought we were just doing, I didn't know anything until last year when I literally had specialists sit me down and tell me and read me because I didn't understand fully what fast track meant. And that my life, I mean, my life was on the line. It was a 5% case that they get that this could result in death if we don't act immediately. And that professor knew it. And I got transferred to oncology care. Fast track meant, Kimberly, that you got more than one radiation dose. They went all the way to the point, if one more dose passed, it would have been lethal, would have killed you. They didn't want you to know all this stuff because they wanted you focused on the treatment. If they would have told you really what you were going through and you're wondering why things were going on when you're laying on that table, would it have been okay? I mean, would it have served you any point emotionally, mentally? I don't know. That's the thing, I don't know. When I talked to my therapist about this, and we have been talking about this, I don't know. But I understand those at B point of view and domestic violence attorney as well. Is there things the state can do and get a hold of and why they're asking these questions? Because they're going to subpoena and they're going to get everything. And it's not going to be all at once. This stuff takes time. They share with you everything because everything is yours and his. You have right and access to everything. And eventually, whether it's going to be in day of court or somewhere, you'll find out. And they were right. Both attorneys were right. That's heavy. That's a stack of stuff. Let me shall we? Because I'm going to go through every goddamn last transaction. Excuse my French. Sorry, my family's listening, you don't like this. I'm sorry. That's right. This is the old me who had self-respect that always stuck up for herself and didn't take anything from anyone. I don't know what happened. I became a manipulation game for him. And somebody who's researching you're married to of how not to be a spouse and a caregiver. And I have a screenshot of that as well. I'm looking for that, by the way, because I saved everything. And it's sitting there looking, researching that. And I find that on the phone by chance because I'm looking up an address and number. And you have that like literally on one of your tabs open. Is damn right disturbing. What's really disturbing is people need to look up what the Brady Bill is and what it takes for somebody to get handed the Brady Bill. You look that up. Because that was something else I didn't find out until an attorney. Everything. Every last thing. But let me shall begin. Shall I begin on the marital funds, marital assets, and marital money that was ruthlessly, senselessly, recklessly abused, used, whatever the hell you want to call it. This ain't coming from me. Because I knew legal separation and I was told that you have to be careful because you have to be and you will be accountable for everything when you go in front of the judge. When you finalize your divorce, you'll be accounted for everything, especially if a party is disabled. You don't want to take advantage. You don't want to manipulate. You don't want to do things with funds, with marital money, because it's a one-pot state. You don't want to do things because you're going to get yourself in trouble. I have a receipt for everything. I keep everything. Why? Because I know legally you can get yourself in trouble, and I know it wasn't a joke. But somebody else took it as a joke. Shall we begin? I think we shall begin. Shall we? Here, let me go. I'm just going to go a little taste and bit because I literally, that's a nervous laugh for some people, should be. All right, let's see. Remember the Cash App I was talked about? I couldn't figure out what Cash App was and why we transfer money and what it means. Well, Cash App is a way to hide money you're giving people, to hide it because you know what you're doing when you're hiding your money is legally, you know what you're doing is wrong. As the attorney said, when you're hiding money and you're creating accounts and you're taking out bank accounts and you're using Cash App, you're using Bitcoin, coin, whatever the hell it's called, and you're doing things, you're hiding money. But the problem is, as they said, attorneys don't have the luxury and the capability as great as the state does. And if the state wants something and they're asking you who's driving what car and they're asking you bank account information and names of bank accounts and asking you things over and over again and sending you questionnaires and asking things again, has anything changed? It's because they're literally gathering information. Watch out. Hey, that's right, you. Watch out. Yeah, exactly. Hey, that ain't me. When people want the information and they're building a case. All I gotta say is for anybody going through divorce, illegal separation, I don't care what it is, what your flavor is, how you're handling it, don't misuse marital funds. Don't do it. Because when you do that, you're gonna get yourself in a whole hell of a lot of trouble when you go to court. When everything's handled in divorce, you are held accountable and you gotta explain everything. And that's gonna be a damn a hell of a time trying to explain it in front of a judge. Especially when one's disabled and asking, where the hell's the money? Why is the bills late? Why is this? Why is that? Emergency things. Why I'm busting my ass, scrambling my ass. And then part what? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. I don't know what part I'm on in the past week that's literally landed in my lap. This one's actually in my lap right now. Landed in my lap this week. Then this is somebody who never took me on a date. Had excuses. Well, I don't know, and I need to change you. I need to treat you like a lady, treat you like a woman. You never took me on a trip. You never took me on a date. You never bought me anything. You never bought my fur kids anything, unless I asked or made mention. Okay, but you bought underage girls liquor, bought groceries, gave free money. You bought liquor at taverns and bars within the county. You ran bar tabs, buying people drinks. People talk. This is a small county, small city, and people talk. And when they think something's not right, they're going to talk. The thing is, I've listened, but I needed this. I needed the hardcore proof. I needed to see where the money's going. Where is the marital money that's also my money going? What happened to all this money? Where is all this money? Where is this all going? There should be thousands of dollars available. Where is this all at? Never had this problem. When I was managing the bills, managing the money, we were completely fine. I never dealt with any of this. And I never dealt with any of this my whole life. There's no family member my end that could ever sit there and tell anybody that I ever, ever went through this. This is insane. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. This is psycho stuff. I don't want to be involved. I don't want to deal with psycho stuff. I've had enough of the nonsense, bullshit, excuse me, craziness. I've had enough. I want normalcy and I don't want this stuff. And I sure the hell don't want it around me. Because this was enough. Enough's enough. When you start taking money and you're doing things, it's called master, con artist, manipulative, scam artist, charmer. As a domestic attorney said, scam artist, con artist, charmer. That's exactly what you married. Shall we begin? Shall we begin? Everybody, get your jaws because Barry hit the floor. I'm going to go through transactions that we all know is not okay. But the person doing the transactions and hiding all this stuff and tried so hard to hide it. When you try so hard, as the attorney said, when you try so hard to hide it and you're researching this stuff on how to hide it, when you're doing something wrong, it always ends up catching up with you one day. And sometimes it takes longer than other folks. But when the state is looking at things and they're building cases and they subpoena and they ask me weird questions, it's because they're doing their research. Shouldn't you be wise and smart enough not to do things that are stupid that can get you in trouble? Some people just never learn. Folks, don't do this stuff. Don't do this stuff. Like I said, every dime I spend, oh, I make sure I know what I'm spending. And there's no way I would do any of this stuff. Morally, there's no way I'd do this stuff. If I'm married to somebody disabled and I knew I got married to somebody disabled with chronic illness, they started before even an infant, and I knew all this stuff, there is no way if I had any conscience and any kind of couth within me, I would do this kind of stuff because I know that there's a universe, there's karma, and the universe strikes 10 times over. And so do loved ones. Shake their head going, no, ain't getting away with that. Mm-mm, you don't put doing that. No, you ain't around me. I wouldn't know. I ain't raising you that way. You think I'm joking? Mm-mm. You know, this is things like I always say, just sit back because you don't need to do anything. Because when people do things like this, other people get involved and you realize you're not on the monopoly board with them. Somebody else is on the other end. And it ain't me. Because you'll have people out there that look out for you. And that's the truth. Let me begin, shall we? Cash App, JoJo Moore. $25. Okay, this is negative coming out of marital money, mind you. Negative $25. Okay? I'm going through. Cash App again. JoJo Moore. Negative $40. Okay? Lawrenceburg Drinks and something, whatever. Lawrenceburg Drinks. Is this a bar, tavern, or something? I have no idea. I don't go to bars and taverns. Let's see. And let's just face it, too. I haven't drank and I maintain sobriety and, oh, God. Over a year? Over a year. Probably over a year. Oh, hell no. No. Mm-mm. The funny thing is I was like, you know what? I like to have a drink like around St. Patrick's Day. I like to have a drink. You know what I did? I literally saw, what was it? Like, because I wanted something green, you know? And I literally saw it on sale. It was at Kroger's for like $10. What was it? Absolute or something? I still got that bottle of Absolute in my refrigerator. You know what's going to go tomorrow? It's going to go right down to the recycle dumpster. No, I'm not going to sit there and ruin my sobriety. Okay, I'm not, I've never, you know, sobriety to me means you don't drink, okay? I have no desire, okay? Ain't gonna happen, so, recycle. Because this, like, right here, this is enough to me to never want to have a drink for the rest of my life. This made me literally sick. Made me sick. Shall I continue? I think I shall. Elbert drinks and, I don't know. This is stuff coming to me, okay? That I was told I need to review. Elbert drinks and something other. Negative $26.62. Cash App, JoJo Moore. Negative $130. Okay. Cash App, J.E.R. Colby J. Negative $80. Who the hell are you, Jer Colby, taking marital money, $80, and this JoJo Moore for $130? I don't need to find these people out. The state of Indiana's finding it out. Don't be stupid. And then the thing is, when you get people involved, I'm not even going there. Zip. All right, let's continue, shall we? I'm waiting for my family, because I know my family listens to this podcast, and they're going to be like, oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my God. Where is his dad at? Where is my father-in-law at? Because I'm still married. Where are you at, father-in-law? You want to sit there and say this, hell no. Don't ever think I ever lie about anything. I have no reason to lie. But I'm true to my sign. I'm going to stand back. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to wait till somebody provides me facts and proof. And then, there you go. There you go. Don't ever, ever call me a liar. Or ever make it seem like this is my fault. The hell. I remained and honored my vows, remained faithful, even though the other person was not, okay? I put him first for over a decade. I lost myself in a marriage that I was just nothing but a manipulative game and a toy per domestic violence attorney. Oh, hell no. Hell no. Sorry, this is the old me. Self-respect, self-love. I can say backbone of steel. Uh-uh. This ain't going. This ain't going down. Anybody suspecting stuff? I'm a hone to the women. Okay, sorry men, this happened to you too, but I'm a hone to women, ladies, right now. You better be looking at bank accounts when you're having a legal separation, strangely estranged, okay? You better be looking at bank accounts. Hey, you got to hire a private investigator? Please do it. When you suspect somebody's doing something shady like this, especially if you're disabled, okay? Now, mine wasn't private investigator, although I don't know how. State gets whatever they want, as attorney said it. They trump them, okay? They come first in line for anything in court legally. We're second. We got to wait. It's the truth. But anybody you suspecting some serious stuff going with finances? I don't know how private investigators work, but all I got to say is ante it up, because this stuff shouldn't be. Nope, ain't going on. Okay, let's see. Jer Colby J. Jeremy Colby? Is this a Jeremy Colby? If there's a Jeremy Colby in the county where we're at, and I know people listen to this podcast in the county, might want to let Jer Colby, I would assume this is Jeremy Colby J, might want to let him know that I know that they're getting Cash App marital money. Yeah, without my knowledge. $80. Okay, let's go down here. Let's see, that's L. Bergs and M, negative $25.79. Okay, let's see. This is all different paperwork. I'm trying to get this aid. Oh, so much stuff. Just verify stuff is happening. Unreal, sorry. Cash App, JoJo Moore, negative $20. Elberg Drinks and M, negative $29.97. Elberg Drinks and M, negative $35.67. Elberg Drinks and M, negative $60.28. This was all in 1, 2, 3, 4, This is all in one day. Elberg drinks an M in one day. 60, 70, 90, 110, 20. This is like $130. Elberg drinks. I'm assuming this is a liquor place. A bar and grill. Wink, wink. JoJo Moore, negative $20. Who are you, JoJo Moore? What are you? What kind of sex are you supplying? Jeremy Colby or Jay Colby, you supplying sex to or something? What the hell's going on here? This is why the world's messed up. This is a good example. Peace and calm. Peace and calm. Peace and calm. Shall we continue? I think we shall. Okay. And mind you, knowing when we don't have hot water in the shower and a plumbing issue has been going on for 3 weeks, he's at Planet Fitness having a hot shower. I told a family member on that today on the phone, and they went, wow. Yeah. Wow. Father-in-law. Wow. Yeah. He's taking hot showers at Planet Fitness, spending all this marital money, funds, and assets, while I'm taking cold showers and plumbing because I'm told, well, don't have the money to get it fixed. I don't have the money. All right. Shall we continue? Oh, God, I lost paperwork. I had to split for a second because this paperwork's not in order. Hold for a second. Let me pause this podcast. Shall we? Okay, sorry. These are veterinarian bills. I have to keep track of everything myself, too. These are just veterinarian bills that I paid for. Abdominal series, medical x-ray, $156.90. Medical exam, blood work. This is stuff. As I said, Snorri was sick. This is stuff that they just sent copy to just verify. I submitted everything. Okay, hold on. Okay, now this is interesting. This is interesting. Brad Engel. Attorney told me that he may be using, because when you use Cash App, you have to use a name. That's where you're getting all these names, like that one girl's name, what, Liv Live or something. I don't know, what was it, Liv Meyer or Meyer or something like that. It's actually a WWE wrestler, a female, that he was sending money to, that I actually called. It was actually a guy who lives out in California. And then I had a friend of mine who's an officer. I know, it's great meeting new people. And they researched and literally said, this is a guy with a long criminal, like, Armsworth record. Like, so not okay. A track record of scamming people and doing other things. Let's just keep it that way. But Brad Engel, I was questioned about, do I know Brad Engel or, but, you know, I'm just going to say legally, I was told that probably using the name Brad Engel on their Cash App. Some things I'm just going to go and say, I guess I was told you will eventually make sense of all this. And maybe not now, but things aren't going to be handled. They're all going to be handled. Part of the divorce, they're going to be handled. Oh, yes, they're going to be handled. Yes, they are. Marital money's going to be handled. Lord almighty, man. Pray to good Lord, oh God, give me strength, give me mercy, Jesus, sweet Jesus, baby Lord, give me the strength, give me calm, peace and calm, peace and calm, peace and calm, peace and calm. Sorry. Nobody, I'm going to say this too, people, any woman would be downright lawful. That's all I got to say. I'm under therapy. I'll continue to be under therapy. I've learned peace and calm. When I get done with this podcast, I'm going to do what my grandmother would always say is we clean, us women, on my dad's side, us women clean like nobody's business because it's called, honey, it's called nervous energy. We all do it. My grandmother always said that, honey, we all do it, nervous energy. That's why you go in our house. It's always spick and span. You could, like, literally lick the floor, you know? Like Gene Simmons. Sorry, gotta laugh. Anybody wants to come over and lick the floor? Sorry. All this stuff, I gotta laugh. This is the craziest damn stuff. This makes the movie The Whale look like Disney did create it. He may be my father-in-law. He wrote the script of The Whale. I mean, unicorns are probably gonna be outside tonight with Santa Claus. I don't know, it's the craziest thing. Anybody wanna come over and... Sorry. Anybody wanna come over and lick the floor? Good Lord. I'll let you read the rest of this for me if you do. Crazy. Crazy. This is crazy. I told a family member on the phone today. We're going on tomorrow. I've never been through anything. They even said, I've never heard such a thing. I've never been through anything like this. This is insanity. This is stupid. This is dumb. This is Weird Al's got a Weird Al story. Yeah, this is weird. I was looking at the TV. Got it on pause. This is crazy. This is past narcissistic. Psychopath, sociopath. This is a manipulation. Now what the domestic violence attorney said was true. And the thing is, like, bam, just like that. Just read it. But I mean, con artist, manipulator, scammer. Knew exactly why they got married. And it wasn't because they loved you. And they didn't give a damn about you. They didn't care about you. Does it bother you? I say it, I'm sorry. You know what I said? No. It doesn't. My 50th birthday, I'm crying outside. Self, smack yourself, girl. You crying for no damn fool. That was stupid. Now I'm glad I got that video. I got that video too. Can you use videos in court during divorce? Because I sure the hell am. Can you? Because that's a really great one to show a judge. Yeah, all this money and stuff. And I'm sitting here crying on my 50th birthday because my husband didn't even wish me a happy birthday or anything. And I literally took him, wined him, dined him, took him to trips and everywhere. You know, I'm not your goddamn sucker and fool and manipulative toy anymore. Go on and find your next supply, your next 21, 20-year-old something. Maybe go back to the girl who's up the street with their mama of horses. I don't believe that either. I think that came from the horse's mouth. I don't believe nothing about no horses. That's just a cover-up. It's called manipulation. I don't even think this is narcissistic behavior. My therapist said this is narcissistic behavior. This is a covert narc. I don't believe it. I believe domestic violence attorney. I believe this is a manipulative scam artist, con artist, scammer. I don't believe anything but. This is crazy. This is a lot of stuff. A lot. Okay. Unreal, man. I didn't cry over no damn. I'll cry over no fool. I feel like my grandmother just put that in my mouth. That's something she's saying. Girl, you don't cry over no damn fool. There's so much stuff here. This is crazy. We even got the bank accounts that were shut down through Fifth Third. I'm not going to go into that. Even though this is already over and done. I mean, this is just what... This is why when I say, don't do anything stupid. You know, because some... Like attorney said, you know... When those would be looking to things, it's a long process. Review? I'm reviewing this on my podcast. I'm reviewing with all of you. Because this is going to stop. I dare anybody to ever be told some kind of lie, monarchy. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Uh-uh. Shall we continue? Oh, this is a lot of transactions. I'm going to probably cut the podcast to 30 minutes. It'll continue this on because this is a lot of transactions. Who is this JoJo Moore? Now, I know this is not a person. Now I understand Cash App, and I literally had to be educated on Cash App because, folks, less is more to me, and it concludes all this little stuff that, you know, apps and all this stuff I'm not into. PayPal, okay? That's all I know. Cash App, I didn't know. Trust me, I've been educated on Cash App. This is a person posing, saying they're JoJo Moore. They like JoJo Moore, the singer, okay? What was she, Nickelodeon or something? Disney again? You're going to be thinking you're Disney. Sorry, what'd I say? Okay, let's go back here. All right, here we go. Here we go, folks. JoJo Moore. This was all 1, 2, 3, 2. JoJo Moore got 3, transactions sent to JoJo Moore all in one day. $140 Cash App, JoJo Moore. $80 Cash App, JoJo Moore. $50 Cash App, JoJo Moore. Mix Restaurant. I have no idea. A Bar and Grill. $48.89. TST Elberg's Drinks. Elberg's Drink. Bar and Grill. Let's see, $42. Let's see, 1, 2. This was the same day. Elberg's Drinks, $42. Elberg's Drinks, $37.55. This is crazy. This is some crazy stuff. This is just nuts. Hold on. This is going to be podcast. There's so much paperwork. I told a family member, too. I literally got everything, and I literally just SH starred myself. It's horrible. horrible. I ever did this to him? I ever did this to him? Oh, come on, folks. I ever did this? You ever pulled this on a spouse? You ever pulled this with marital money? Ever pulled this? Oh, they wouldn't handle the same way I am. No. 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 And he would not been okay. Not been okay. I always have guardian angels on my side. I always have. I always find everything out. I've told anybody I've ever dated in my lifetime. I always told anybody I was with relationship. I find everything out. Don't ever screw me over because I always find everything out in the most craziest ways possible. And it's never by a person. It's usually the universe. And I always believe somebody's looking out for me. Three of my friends said over the past week, you have a guardian angel. You know it and we know it. Because this stuff that you're going through is not normal. This is like a movie. This stuff's crazy. This is crazy stuff. Crazy. Loco, loco, moco, crazy. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Sorry. Let's say it again, absolutely crazy. There's so much, there's some stuff that I'm gonna literally have to take time just to figure out what, yeah, you know, verify all this stuff. I'm verifying, all right, I'm verifying something. This is absolutely nuts. Oh, people probably fall on the floor going, wow, man, she really got had. She really got scammed. Wow, wow. Yeah, you're right. I don't know him. I don't know him at all. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $10. I don't know. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $45. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $10. I guess you can use your own name. So Brad Engel, I have no idea. Obviously everybody else knows. Trust me, folks, I figure all this stuff out. It all comes to light. Let's see here. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $21. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $50. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $34.04. It's crazy. No idea. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, 20 glasses, $23.51. This is nuts. Isn't this nuts? I'm sure it's going to get crazier. Peace and calm, peace and calm. Sweet baby Jesus, peace and calm. Oh my, I can laugh about this now. Could I not have been born with a normal life? God, could you not have just spared me a normal body at least? This is crazy. Don't involve me in no more relationships, God. Don't bring nobody, no near me, no breath of air, no nothing like this. Don't ever. Mm-mm. This is what makes people never want to be in a relationship again right here. But I'm not that person because I learned through therapy. You can't go blaming every guy. Somebody pulls this and manipulates you like this, this extreme. You can't blame every guy because not every guy's like this. This is crazy. When you have attorneys say this stuff is crazy, this is loco crazy. This is crazy, S-H-R-T. This is crazy. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $30. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $30. And this is all one day. So were you getting drunk or something? Elberg Drinks. Elberg Drinks. Same day as the two Cash Apps. $27.55. Elberg Drinks, $27.05. Another same day. Elberg Drinks, $18.50. Wow. I don't have any money. Wow. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $1. Oh, that's the littlest I've ever seen. Square Inc. Cash App. This is the Squared stuff I had to talk, and I can't privately talk about it, but Squared, I talked about this, I thought. Okay, I know, but I'm not going to say. 3224. I ain't getting into that. Then this whole podcast, this is a learning lesson. This is probably the greatest podcast I've ever done because I don't want to ever have to see. I wouldn't want to have anybody ever have to go through what I am right now because this stuff is past the point of manipulation and scamming somebody and taking advantage of somebody and marital funds, bill money. This is not okay. This is not okay. I hope that if anybody's going through something like this and all of a sudden you start getting signs that things are adding up right, that you get legal counsel, you get legal advice if you're disabled, they will, you'll go through an interview process, they will give you an attorney, okay? a specific attorney for you, for your unique situation. Okay, don't let somebody take advantage of you. Because if they do, they're going to take advantage of your funds. They're going to take advantage of money. And they're going to literally, this is what's going to happen. This. Don't let it happen. Don't let it get to that point, okay? Now, this will never happen again. Ever. Rest of my life. Mark your words. This is a great learning curve. And that's the truth. I think every friend listening to this will agree. But, of course, I know they're going to text me and go, that's the craziest ass SHRT I've ever have heard. I cannot believe that. Well, believe it. That is all sorts of paperwork. True. Okay, let's see. This is absolutely crazy. Elberg Drinks, 4605. Crypto.com. That's a new one on me. So, no, I don't. That does not ring a bell. I don't know. I have no idea. 2356. Crypto money or something. So much stupid stuff out there. Just go back to the dollar. Forget the banks, too. Everybody just pay cash. Sorry. You know, I think it's just to save a lot of time. And this wouldn't be happening, that's for sure. Then you'd have to use cash. Then you'd have to really, like the cowboy days, go to the bank. Then somebody know what you're doing. And then they, you know, wouldn't let you get away with it, that's for sure. They protect the woman. They protect the ladies. TST, Elberg Drinks, 2855. Yeah. There is so much stuff there. This is crazy. Sorry, I'm sifting through things that... I have no idea. Some stuff doesn't look familiar. Oh, here we go again. Cash App, JoJo Moore, $50. I believe this is somebody in the county that's using the name JoJo Moore that's a fan of JoJo Moore, the singer. That's my opinion. Is one of these people... I'm not going to say it. I think everybody knew where I was going. Elberg Drinks, $15. Elberg Drinks, $25.55. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. This all happened in one day, 5. JoJo Moore, Cash App. Sending money to JoJo Moore again, $40. JoJo Moore, Cash App, $40. JoJo Moore, let's see, no, that's Elberg Drinks, $42.19. Elberg Drinks, $48.62. JoJo Moore again, same day. Cash App, JoJo Moore, $50. Again. JoJo Moore, Cash App, $30. This is crazy. Elberg Drinks, $44.12. Elberg Drinks, $33.62. God. Elberg Drinks, $47.62. Cash App, again, JoJo Moore. JoJo Moore, are you giving free sex away or something? What's going on, girl? What is this? What's going on? Because I know they say to guy using the name JoJo Moore. Cash App, JoJo Moore, $38. Elberg Drinks, $40.47. Crazy. Elberg Drinks, $27.62. JoJo Moore, Cash App, $40. Wow. Yeah, folks, I'm going to do just a couple more and that's it. Because there's so much here. This should tell everybody. This SHRT should never have been going on. Never. I got scammed. I got used and I got manipulated. Domestic violent attorney said you had no idea who that person was. They became whatever they thought you wanted. And they've been researching this stuff. And they've been doing this way long before you ever met them. This is a person that literally has been doing this probably most of their life. Is manipulating and scamming people. Con artist, scam artist, manipulator. And their greatest target is women. Anybody in a position. Sick, naive, young, stupid, dumb, whatever. Am I insulting myself? I've never met anybody like this in my life, so help me God. Even God knows, my loved ones in heaven. I've never met anybody like this. And I will never, ever. This is why I'm very cautious with people now, and rightfully so. My guards are up with people I meet, and it takes a while to really get to know me. Rightfully so. I don't think anybody should question this anymore. But my father-in-law, since you're my father-in-law, you want to sit there and say, please contact me so we'll talk. Don't ever blame me for anything again. No. I told you this is not me. Yeah, exactly. Elberg drinks, $37.55. Elberg drinks, $42. Restaurant. Squared at maybe? SQ? I have no idea. No idea what some of this stuff means. $48.89. Here we go. JoJo Moore, Cash App, $50. JoJo Moore, Cash App, $50. JoJo Moore, $140. People, these bills, marital bills and stuff, have been late and bouncing, bank account bouncing, and I'm being told every time, oh, you're crazy, oh, you're this, and that's manipulation game. That's a narcissist manipulation covert narc game. Because they're covering and hiding what they're really doing. And every mask that ever was ever in a narc's closet, and the mask of every universe of a narc has literally fell off right here in my lap. This is not okay. Family members on my side, get your jaw off the ground. I told you, I needed to get the hell out of this house. I got to move on. This stuff's not okay. This is not okay. This is not okay. This is disturbing. This is the most disturbing stuff I think my family has probably ever heard and ever seen. And that's the truth. Okay, we may have our things in life that happen, but this is the criminal crumb. This is the crumb. There's no way his family does not know what's going on. There is no way. I don't care what anybody says, there's no way. There's no way on God's green earth in hell. No way. No way. No way, no how. Mm-mm. Nope. Sorry. Uh-uh. Ain't falling for it. I ain't believing it. I'm not no stupid pushover anymore. And he ain't gonna goddamn manipulate me, that's for sure. Mm-mm. No. And if you can't be mad at yourself, I'm not mad at myself for this. Let's face it. You know, people manipulating you, especially when they know you're sick, they know they can pull stuff on you because you got to focus on your health. You're trying to multitask. Sometimes you can't. Obviously, I couldn't. This is marital money. This is our money. This is mishandled, taken advantage of, recklessly used. Recklessly is not the word. I don't think there is a vocabulary, terminology, Webster's Dictionary for this nonsense. This is absolutely insane. This is insane. This is what movies are made out of. Insanity. Insane. This should never happen. Mm-mm-mm. Lord, oh, sweet baby Jesus. Oh, my grandmother probably like, oh, whoo, this is not okay. This is not okay. I'm going to have to probably cut after this because peace and calm. I'm going to do like my grandmother was saying, nervous energy, and I'm going to clean like nobody's business because this stuff's not okay. This is not okay. Mm-mm. Elberg drinks. $37.55. Elberg drinks. $42. Mick, whatever the heck. The Cash App, I think I left that off at $140 of Cash App. JoJo Moore. Here we go again. Cash App. JoJo Moore. $40. Crypto.com, Miami, Florida. This, I'm going to have to look into with somebody because I've never heard of this. Cash App, JoJo Moore, another $50. Elberg Drinks, $40.62. Wow. This will be the last page because there's just too much here. Wow. Elberg Drinks, $38.62. JoJo Moore, Cash App, $1. That's stupid. What's a dollar for? Tip? What kind of photos you sent in? I guess they weren't liked. So you only got tipped a dollar? That's a hypothetically. I have no idea. I don't think I want to know. Some things you just did. No point. Poor house. What the hell's that? Poor house bottle. $22.88. Poor house bottle. Why does it sound familiar? Poor house bottle. I have no idea. I know it'll come to me. Anyway, Cash App, JoJo Moore again, $25. Mm-mm-mm. Elberg Drinks, $20. Elberg Drinks, $23.12. Mm. Folks, I this is just in several months. This blows my mind. You realize this is thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars? I said hundreds? No wonder attorney said there's things you don't know and it'll all come out in court. They don't need to come out in court. I'm glad it landed to me in another way. Good Lord, oh my sweet Jesus. Cash App, JoJo Moore, $50. Wow. Yeah, freaking. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $50. Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $1,300. That's a big one, $1,300. What? Cash App, Eric D-I-E-C, $1,300. So he got... He spent $1,300. I'll look into that one. I know everybody's going, $1,300 what? Yeah. Let's continue. Elberg TST. I don't know what that means. Elberg drinks, $10. Elberg drinks, $35.50. Cash App, Eric the IEC, $40. Elberg drinks, $52. Elberg drinks, $52.62. Elberg drinks, $71.92. Cash App, Eric the IEC, $10. Good Lord. Cash App, Eric the IEC, $30. All right, I think there's so much stuff here. I've had my fill for the evening. I think you got the hint. I think you got the point. And I always say I want to do a podcast and always make sure it's beneficial and educational for people. There's so much scamming going on in the United States right now. And you know what the saddest part is when the scamming is going on right underneath your damn roof with your own damn money and you had no knowledge of it. You want to talk about being used as a manipulative toy? No. I believe the universe and karma is good. Our loved ones are good. And sometimes, like I say, you just stand back. Like my therapist said, you stand back. Let the universe and those it be. You know, let them do what they need to do. You know, you focus on peace and calm. Make this your selfish season. The selfish, most selfish part of your life. Worry and take care about you and your happiness and your fur kids. And that's it. But it's sad, isn't it? Now we don't have to worry about being scammed at the banks and online. We got to be worried being about scammed by the people that's right underneath your nose. Amen.